Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and Paul Tooley.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Larry Carpenter, and the word that most leapt out at me was edutainment, meaning the taking entertainment and combining it with an educational component.
Exactly.
And I am just as interested as our listeners are to know how this was birthed and what edutainment items you have here. I'm looking at them on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is how the company Creation by Design came about. Our founder is a man named Stephen Kay, who is an artist in New Jersey, and he was listening to the radio one day to a very prominent televangelist who basically was making the point that Christianity cannot compete with today's technology for the entertainment mind of young people, and that in this day and age of MP3s and iPods and iPhones and iPads and everything else, that Christianity is too old-fashioned. And that's so important because, he, in addition to being an artist, he was a parent of two children in the 6 to 10-year-old range. And he couldn't escape all the research and the statistics that we see. I saw one just the other day, I believe, from Lifeway research that said that of all high school students who enter college who profess to be Christians, that 4 or 5 years later when they graduate, 60% have lost their faith.
Wow.
And no longer profess to be Christians. And the number one reason that they give is that they don't feel like they were firmly grounded in the Word. Mm-hmm. In other words, as they were growing up, their parents and their Sunday school teacher said, here, memorize this Bible verse. Doesn't matter what it means or whether you believe it, just here, memorize this. So the moment they got out of that structured environment, out into the world, and especially in a university environment where the professor's probably a little more on the liberal side, and begins to challenge their faith, and, well, why do you believe that? Do you really just believe that because your parents told you to? Because they haven't been grounded in the faith, they just wilt. And so he decided to use his artistic ability to create a product that was an edutainment product. In other words, would educate the young people, help them to understand why they believe what they believe, and let them become grounded, but realize very importantly that it would be useless if it wasn't entertaining for them. And so he, as an artist, stepped back and said, okay, what form can we present this to the young people using the technology that they're used to? And his research showed that there are basically two, at least, graphic designs that young people have embraced today. One would be comic book format, graphic novels, and we just saw the Action Bible launch last year and just recently won the ECPA Award for Best Children's Product of the Year. So someone figured that one out, the comic book format, and of course a lot of traditionalists were upset, you know, you can't put the Bible in a comic book, but they sold 1 million copies of it. So the young people are embracing something that has been put into their world. The other side is what we call CGI, computer-generated imagery. And that basically is what you see in all of the movies nowadays, Shrek, Toy Story. You can't find a children's movie that's not using CGI 3D technique. But it's also in their video games and their computer games. And so as an artist who specialized in that type of imagery, what he did was he went out and created over 250 biblical images using the CGI technique. And that's the nucleus of our company. That's what we've now turned into the products that you see here in front of you.
As you're talking, I'm thinking about latest brain research, things that we know now about the brain. And there's two ways that that the hippocampus just opens up and lets information in quickly. And that is fear and humor. And or, you know, as some type of pleasant experience.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, they're kind of on either end of the spectrum. But when you think about it, often in the name of God. We have used the fear.
The fear, exactly.
And that is a real disservice to Christianity.
And we don't realize that, you know, the Bible can be fun. And so that's what we've tried to do. I have a couple of our,
our
products.
Explain each product there.
The first product that we came out with were cards. These are card products. And again, doing some research, and this is before I joined the company, but about the first 2 years were spent in the development of the product. And once he had the 250 images, it was sort of like the dog chasing the car. Now he's caught the car. What does he do with
now,
the car?
What do you do with these cards?
Well,
I'm opening up a package.
You know, it goes
here.
All the way back to when I was young. We had baseball cards, you know, and you'd open the foil pack, you'd go buy them at the drugstore, the convenience store, and you'd pull it out and you'd get a piece of gum, and then you'd get five baseball cards and you'd trade them and collect them. So think of this as Bible baseball cards without the bubble gum.
And they're beautiful. Now, are you saying that these are computer-generated images?
Correct.
Too?
Every one of those is computer-generated using the same technique that Pixel or Disney would use to create a movie like Shrek or Toy Story.
And on the back, It looks like they have a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Each card has on the back, of course, the front is the image, and so we would have five or six, up to as many as 10 cards for each biblical story. So, for example, the story of Noah, we would have 10 different cards that go through and show what happened with Noah and the ark. Then when you turn over on the back, number one, the cards are numbered, and each set.
Yeah, so you could easily start developing.
Exactly.
Your child could collect them and start looking
at the number.
Each set
comes
line.
With 100 cards. They come five per deck, five in a foil. I mean, again, think of your baseball cards. Looks just like that. Or Pokemon or some of the secular games, Magic the Gathering and that sort of thing. And actually, just very quickly, one of the reasons why he started with cards, he did some additional research and found out back when he was doing this 2008, 2009, for two straight Christmases, the number one selling children's product were cards, tradable cards. I believe it was called Bakugan, but you had Pokemon, Ugo, Yugo, you had Magic the Gathering. And so the kids were buying these cards to trade and collect and play games, but those weren't exactly the kind of cards that that a Christian parent might want their children to play with. I think Pokemon in Japanese means something like little demon or something like that. So they've got some sort of
most Christian
satanic
schools
elements.
Don't even allow those.
Don't allow those, right? So what we wanted to do was give the kids the cards that they want, just the natural desire to trade and collect, but give them to them with Christian images instead of some of the more demonic things. So on the back of each card, they're numbered so that they can collect the whole set. Is obviously the objective. Then they have a visual image, which may be a timeline. Some of the images might include a genealogical tree to show the origin of the particular character. Then we have just a short paragraph that explains what's going on the other side of the card. And then my favorite, a thing called Fun Facts. And that's just a little bit of trivia, generally educationally oriented. So, for example, the card with Rahab, of course, the thing was, you know, letting down the scarlet sash. And so the trivia is how were things dyed back in biblical days? And it's all very interesting for these kids who, that's kind of fun to find
out.
And,
you know, I will see kids who are non-readers read a card. They're often intimidated by a book, but they will read a card.
Right.
And part of what we do is just providing good information in small amounts to encourage that non-reader to read. So it's a great tool.
Well, there's this perception that kids in that 6 to 10 year range won't read. And so the Action Bible disproved that. You know, again, if you put it in the form that they want, then they will read it. And so that's what we're trying to do is design a product. So we started with the cards, and those have been quite successful. So at that point, I came on board. My background is in the publishing industry. I was president of Standard Publishing. And so they brought me on board to really sort of figure out, now the dog's caught the car, how do we take these images and put them into other products? So we had the cards already established, and we've rolled out additional sets of cards. And so the next products were a series of book products. And So our most successful product is a children's chapter book called Xander Nash. Xander Nash is our character. These are classic children's, what we call chapter books. It's at the age of six is when the children first get to the point where they don't pick up a book and read it all in one sitting. They'll read a chapter, put it down. They learn what bookmarks
mm-hmm.
are, you know.
Yes.
So they put it down, they pick it up later. So they start to read in chapters. And so, again, up until this point, the most successful books have been secular books like R.L. Stein and Adventures in Babysitting and that sort of thing, and there just weren't a whole lot of Christian-oriented chapter books. So we came up with Xander. Xander is a young 9-year-old boy. He's got a dog named Mitz, and he's a bit of an adventurer, explorer. His hero is Indiana Jones. He wears the Indiana Jones brown fedora and the bomber jacket, and in each episode, Xander goes back in time. Now, you never quite know whether he's really going back in time or just dreaming, imagining the whole thing. We'll never tell. But he goes back in time, and in each episode, he meets a different biblical character. So in the first book, the beginning of it all, he goes back and meets Adam and Eve and witnesses the creation of the earth. In the second episode, he meets Joseph and goes with him to Egypt and this and that. And other further adventures, we now have 6 books that have come out in the series. He meets Noah. He meets Moses again with the 10 Commandments. He meets Samson. And so what we do is in the 112 pages of the book, Xander has an adventure. So the young people enjoy the adventure, but they're learning their Bible stories at the same time. And because they're wanting, frankly, Rose, our objective is we would be happiest if a child reads Adventure 1, puts it down and says, "Mom, that was really good. Can I have the second one?" Just like when I used to read Hardy Boys and whatnot as a kid, that's what we want, is for them to have that kind of reaction. So now they're reading, and now they learn how the world was created.
In fact, I'm going to read a little bit of this to our listeners. I love how they've taken and said, instead of Indiana Jones, it was... It's Michigan Jones, a different state.
In other
words,
really?
They didn't call him.
Uh-huh.
Let's see where. Oh, yeah, they had it Michigan Jones instead of Indiana Jones. And then ever since seeing Riders of the Lost Arch for the first time.
It's a little
really,
satire.
Yeah, it's really fun. And so you're saying that.
Well, you mentioned humor. That's what gets through.
Yeah, and you're just saying, we want a kid when they lay it down. Well, guess what? This adult, you know, as soon as we get done with this show, is going to finish reading this.
I've obviously read all 6 of them, and it's very enjoyable. And, you know, here's the thing. If you'd come to me and said, "Okay, Larry, can you tell us what happened on the 7 days of creation?" I'd go, "Well, sure." And then I'd pause and I'd go, "Okay, now wait a minute. Did that happen on day 3 or day 4?
Was it light or was it air or was it?"
But after I finished this book, I could tell you what happened on the 7 days of creation. So now I felt more confident about it. And so that's, again, what we want to have for the young kids, is to be able to enjoy reading about God, to enjoy reading about Christ. And in fact, our next 2 books are now going to move into the New Testament. Xander will go back in time and meet a young Jesus at the age of 12 when he's traveling with his family and staying behind at the tabernacle and that sort of thing. So basically, he'll just keep having biblical adventures for as long as people keep reading. But we've had very good success. It's been very successful. The stores are telling us that that they're doing quite well with the book. And so basically we just want to get the word out to the parents and they can get the Xander Nash. But here's one other benefit of it. There are a few books in this age range for young girls, but virtually nothing for young boys.
Yes.
And again, there's this perception that young boys won't read. And so Xander, being a boy, can be read by a young girl, but the boys especially can read and now have a hero.
Yes, okay. We've got to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to look at things for the future that you're planning for our young people. We'll be right back.
The soldiers are coming. Hush, baby Moses, hush. They'll hear you. Don't cry, please, baby Moses, don't cry. Baby Moses, I think they're gone.
Baby Moses, an I Can Read book for beginning readers. Check us out at myhomeschooler.com. That's all one word, myhomeschooler.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Larry Carpenter. And creation by design is one of the emphasis of your company, edutainment, where you're taking an entertaining way and providing a great foundation for the Bible. And we've gone through some of the neat characteristics of your Bible trading cards. I had only opened up one of the packages of Creation by Design, but does it go through the whole Old Testament, and then do you have a New Testament series as well?
We've got New Testament coming out. Right now, we've got Old Testament Series A and Old Testament Series B. We started with the Old Testament for no particular reason other than the stories seem to be
chronological.
Yeah, pretty exciting, a little bit more exciting than the stories of the New Testament, so the characters tend to have a little more personality and that sort of thing. So they adapted themselves better to the imagery that we were trying to create. But our next series will be New Testament Series A. And ultimately, we've got now over 1,600 cards that are planned, images that we have already developed and done the background research on. And all of our cards are vetted by a group of experts. We've got various different experts, but in all different denominations. We even have Jewish rabbis that are reviewing the cards from an Old Testament perspective, but all denominations. We're not a denominationally linked product, so we want a product that's safe for all Judeo-Christian households, and so they're carefully vetted. So it takes a long time to develop the cards, but as I said, we've already got the New Testament cards in development, and as I said, we're rolling into New Testament stories with Xander.
Okay, what else do you have
here? We also wanted a product for some of the younger kids, and so we created an activity book. It's called the Creation by Design Activity Book. We now have seven of these, and what we do there is we take the same computer-generated imagery, but we add in crossword puzzles and word searches and Sudokus and other different things, just coloring pages. Mm-hmm. And so this is a product that could be used in a classroom, or mom could just...
Yes, it's fantastic. I can see if I'm building my thematic unit on a Bible story, that then I'd have all this material to supplement it with.
And it's not just an activity book or even a Bible activity book, but we have Joseph and his brothers, we have the Ten Commandments, we have Artifacts of the Tabernacle. So, you know, where else can you find an activity book for children that explains the artifacts of the tabernacle? And so each page, that imagery is connected only with that subject. So if a teacher is trying to teach about the tabernacle or teach the Ten Commandments, they can get the activity book just for that subject and hone in and
now, how many of those have you developed?
We have seven that are already out, and three more that'll be rolling out before the end of the year.
And I don't want to go too far into the program without saying your website and how they can look at this.
www.creationbydesign.com. And people can go on to our website. They can order product there off the website, or the products are available in Christian bookstores as well as secular bookstores. We just got into Barnes & Noble, for example. So they can go get it at their local bookstore. We're still working on the Walmarts of the world, but right now they can go get them in the bookstore.
It's part of this movement I see, where we are actually using the culture to the advantage of the spread of the gospel.
Exactly. And that's what you've got to do. You know, and some people, have we gotten resistance? Sure. I mean, a lot of the traditionalists have said you can't take and put the Bible into a comic book are saying, well, you know, you can't use a computer. You can't put the Bible on a computer. But, you know, all throughout history, famous theological leaders and evangelists have used the media of the time. You know, that's like telling Billy Graham he couldn't use a microphone to do his revivals. You know, you use the media that's available. God created computers for a reason, and so computers can be used for a lot of really bad things, as we all know. So why shouldn't we use computers to get the word out, to spread the gospel? And so that's what we're trying to do. We have another product here I want to make sure to mention, and that is it's a card product. But one of the things that we learned when we did the cards was the teachers wanted to use them similar to the activity books. They wanted it to be thematically oriented. But when you get the cards at the store, it's random. You buy the packet, and there are five random cards. And that's part of the magic for the kids is they never know which cards they're going to get. But a teacher that wants to use the cards to help teach a lesson, she needs to know that she's getting the 10 cards on Noah if she's going to be teaching Noah, and wants to use that as a teaching aid. So in response to input from consumers, we've got a new product that's rolling out where we've taken the Bible cards and arranged them by topic. And so, for example, a teacher, a Sunday school teacher or homeschool teacher, can now go, or even a parent that just wants to use them for devotional, can go through and, for example, buy just the 10 cards that deal with Adam and Eve, or that deal with the creation of the earth, or that deal with Moses, for example. And so they can buy those cards, and so they're open, they're in a clear cellophane wrapper so that the teacher can see what she's getting, but they're labeled on the back. Each of the decks, this is sort of a funny story, each of the decks contains 10 cards. When we got to the 12 tribes of Israel, we tried to get rid of two of the tribes so we could get it conveniently into a pack of 10, but we couldn't. So that's the one deck where you do get 12 cards.
Two for the price of 10.
That's right.
You know, I'm thinking on a teacher line, too, it would be wonderful to have those same cards in a PowerPoint type of product where you could show them on the... So since you're a man of influence, you can go back
there
and say, look...
That'll be our next product.
Yeah, this wouldn't be too hard to do, and it
no,
would be...
No, we could do that. We're looking at some other areas, again, trying to be as multimedia as possible. So other products that we've got, we've just come out with a line of T-shirts. Your listeners can't see, but I'm wearing one of our T-shirts. We went into a strategic alliance with a Los Angeles-based company called KO T-Shirts, and so they're using our images on their T-shirts, so those would be available in Christian bookstores. So that enables folks, and that really is more oriented towards teens. Teens love to wear the T-shirts where they can profess their faith. So we've got a line, I think, 12 different T-shirts.
Well, it is one of the main ways in public schools that I know of where kids profess their faith, because they are allowed to wear the T-shirts with Christian images and symbols.
We've also got a line of posters. We've taken the images and put them into posters. And there, we were quite surprised when we looked at the numbers. Some of our largest sales were to Bible colleges. And we thought, well, wait a minute, this is a kid's product. And, of course, what's happening is they're buying them for the students' union, the store, and the college kids are buying these beautiful posters with these beautiful computer images and putting them on the walls of their dorm rooms. So we didn't intend to have a teen product, but that's happened there. So we've got the posters, we've got postcards, we've got unframed artwork, and so we've got the products in a lot of different areas. And what we've got in development now is a game product. The cards are simply trading cards, but one of the most popular thing with the kids are the actual playing card games. Now, not Crazy Eights and, you know, Old Maid like we played as kids, but the games where they use the cards, and I think Magic the Gathering is probably the number one there, where each card has different the characters have different powers and this and that. And so that translates well over to the Bible because, you know, let's say, for example, Moses goes to battle against the Zebulun. Well, Moses is a more powerful character in the Bible, so he would have more power. Yeah. Whatever. But they actually play a card game there on the table. And so we're working with another company to roll out a Bible-based card game.
Well, this is fantastic. We're coming to the end of our show, but thank you so much for sharing with us. I'd like to remind our listeners, go to creationbydesign.com.
Correct.
And you can learn more about the products where God is the center and our Creator is recognized. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. We're now on Facebook, and we'd love to have you join our discussion. Once you're in Facebook, just type in the name Education Currents. We'll also like to thank our production staff, the various networks that make this broadcast possible. For more information on education topics, go to educationcurrents.com. That's educationcurrents.com.